Torah Tzadik Aleph in Likutei Moran Tanina. This chapter is very, very interesting. It discusses one major aspect of the Avodah of a Tzadik. We mentioned many times that Rabbeinu Zal's definition of a Tzadik is one who is right in the middle, right in the center. In the center of who? In the center of everybody and everything. Just like the Beis HaMikdash is looked upon as the center of the world, literally the Nekudas Amerikas, the central focal point of the entire world, from which all the light that emanates in the world and all Kedusha, all holiness that shines out to the world, all comes from there. So too, the Tzaddik, in order for a Tzaddik to really, really be able to serve the whole world, he has to be right in the middle, right in the center, between what and what? Between those that are on the lowest level possible in terms of Kedusha, holiness, in terms of connection with Hashem, and those that are on the highest level possible, as close to Hashem as could be, the most righteous, religious people in the world. In order for a tzaddik to be able to serve and help all of these different people that are within this whole spectrum, he has to be perfectly centered, meaning he has to be able to know how to set himself up in such a way where he's not too high for those people that are on a very low level, for them to be able to feel a connection with him, an attachment, and for him to be able to associate with them and elevate them. And at the same time, the tzaddik has to be cautious and careful not to drop himself too low where those people that are on a very high level, those that are tzaddikim, would feel that he's too low for them. He can't really associate with them. Between the two groups of people that the tzaddik serves, which is the more important? And which is the more critical mission of the two? Question is, who's authorized to say? Who can judge this item? Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos writes very, very clearly that there's no question at all whatsoever that when we talk about a tzaddik, his primary function is to help those that are low, those that are down, those that are weak, those that are far from Hashem. Those are the ones whom he has to deal with the most. In this chapter, Rabbeinu Zal is going to discuss one of the ways that the tzaddik deals with these people and the type of connection that we have to understand is expected of us to have with the tzaddik. After we finish learning this chapter, we have some additional things to add to this from Likutei Halachos, from other places, Mitzvah Shem. So let's begin. Torah Tzaddik Aleph. Rabbeinu Zal bases this chapter on a pasuk in Chumash, in Parshas Yisroi. Sheer coincidence. Tonight is Sunday night, January 31st, 1988, and tonight we begin entering into Parshas Yisroi. We're going to be reading, this coming Shabbos is going to be Parshas Yisroi. The highlight of this whole Parsha is the Aseres HaDibrois, the Ten Commandments. That's the most significant portion within this Parsha and within the whole Torah possibly. This chapter is based on the opening pasuk of the Aseres HaDibrois, the Ten Commandments. Now note, we've been learning this shiur for about 12 years in sequence. We didn't set this up to be learning this today. Hashem worked it out, that this is what we're learning tonight. The pasuk says, Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvorim ho'ele le'emor. Hashem spoke all of the following words. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, ki ha'hiskashrus be'emes latzadikim amitim, hu toyeles godol ma'oid ma'oid. Rabbeinu Zal says, a person should know that a true connection, the true connection to tzaddikim amitim, to true tzaddikim, hu toyeles godol ma'oid ma'oid, is very, very significant, is very, very beneficial to the person. Ki al yedei zeh, because through this kesher, through this connection, zeichen letshuva shleima, the person can be zeiche to a complete tshuva, ulekapora sofoim, and to complete forgiveness for sins, v'nimtokin hadinin, and any harsh decrees that could chas v'sholem be directed towards this person the connection to the tzaddikim amitim, to the true tzaddikim, will sweeten those harsh decrees and nullify them. V'nisbatlin legamri, and those harsh decrees will be nullified completely. V'nase al yedei ze yichud kut shebrichu ishchinte, and through the connection, through a person being zeichet to attach themselves properly and in a real way to the true tzaddikim, the person is zeichet to effect a union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. This is the opening statement. Now Rabbi Nizal elaborates, Ki Isa b'Zohar HaKadosh, it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash begins with a very dramatic episode. The Pasuk says, Vayigash Elov Yehuda Vayomar. The tension in the Parsha before, in Parshas Miketz, is building between Yehuda and Yosef HaTzadik. Actually between Yosef HaTzadik and all of his brothers. They don't know it's really him. He's putting on a facade. He's the viceroy of Egypt. He threw one of them in prison, and now he's ready to fix all of their wagons. He got them to bring Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, and now he says he wants Binyamin to stay. And Yehuda had made a commitment to Yaakov Avinu, where Yehuda said, if I don't bring him back alive, I forfeit my own life in this world and in Olam Haba, in the future world. So as soon as Yehuda saw that Yosef HaTzadik was looking to take Binyamin captive, the Pasuk says, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Yehuda approached Yosef HaTzadik. Now Yosef HaTzadik was a king at that time. He was the viceroy of Egypt. He was the second top person in the whole land of Egypt. Economic minister, controlling the economy of the world. Egypt was the one place in the world at that time that wasn't experiencing a famine. Yehuda was the king of all the sons of Yaakov Avinu. In a sense, the king of Klal Yisrael at that time. These two kings were about to lock horns together. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Do Takrufta Malka B'Malka. This is the coming together of one king and the other king. We know that the Gemara tells us that Klal Yisrael is going to have two Moshiachs. From the two wives of Yaakov Avinu married Rachel and Leah. From each one of them, there's going to come forth a Moshiach. Leah gave birth to Yehuda. He was her fourth son. From Yehuda is going to come forth Dovid HaMelech. From Dovid HaMelech is going to come forth Moshiach ben Dovid. Rachel gave birth to Yosef HaTzadik, from whom came forth Ephraim, from whom is going to come forth Moshiach ben Yosef. The Gemara mentions this, the Medrash talks about it, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah have a lot of information regarding these two Moshiachs. So the Zohar HaKadosh quotes this pasuk, when these two came together, Yehuda and Yosef, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ki hine hamalochim noyadu. This is when the kings met. Train Almin Kadishin. The Zohar HaKadosh says this represents two holy worlds. Alma Ilo, the Alma Tato. The upper world and the lower world. Kad Mischabrin Kechodo. And the Zohar HaKadosh says when these two worlds unite and become as one, Kedain Kol Anpin Nihirin. All the heavenly faces become lit up, they shine, v'chol choyven isabru, and all sins are forgiven, eliminated, obliterated. When there is a yichud, a union between the upper world and lower world, between Kodesh Brichu and the Shechina, this affects the anpenehirin, the shine, all the heavenly lights are turned on, and also all sins are eliminated completely. All bad is obliterated. Ayin Shom, Rabbi Nizal says, look in the Zohar HaKadosh over there. You'll see where the Zohar HaKadosh elaborates discussing this point. Now Rabbi Nizal begins. Ki da, you should know, ki yesh shnei bechinas chochma. There are two categories of knowledge, of chochma. Chochma ilo, v'chochma tato. An upper wisdom and a lower wisdom. The lower level of Chochmah is drawn from, draws its nourishment from the upper one, it receives from the upper one, v'yoinek u'mekapel mishom, it draws and receives nourishment from the higher level wisdom. V'hu kemoi horav v'hatalmid, this is comparable and similar to a rabbi and a student. Kima shehorav malamedim talmidoi v'hatalmid mikabel mimenu, this that a rabbi learns with his student and the student receives from the rabbi, he bechinas chochma ilo v'chochma tato. This is the concept of the upper wisdom and the lower wisdom. V'chochma ilo, the upper wisdom, dahainu ma shehorav malamed lahatalmid, that which the rabbi teaches to the student, ze bechinas yud. That corresponds to the letter yud in the Hebrew alphabet. We know that the letter yud represents chochma. We had it in this last week's Parsha. We said, Oz Yoshir Moishim, Parshas Beshawach, Rashi HaKodesh, on the word Yoshir, Rashi HaKodesh says, if you know your Hebrew, it should have said, Oz Shor Moishe Uvnei Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people sang. Sang in Hebrew is Shor. Why does it say Yoshir? Yoshir means future tense. Then Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jews will sing. The Rashi HaKodesh says, Yud Al Shem Hamachshavon Emra. The Yud refers to the thought, the brain, the mind, the future thought, that there was a thought at that time that just as they're singing now, there's going to be a time in the future when they're going to sing. So we see that the letter Yud refers to Machshava, Chochma. Uma Shehatalmid Mekabel Mimenu, this that the student receives from the rabbi, Sheze Bechinas Chochma Tato, which corresponds to the lower level wisdom, Hu bechinas lamed, that corresponds to the letter in the Hebrew aleph beis lamed. Shehu bechinas migdal hapireach ba'avir, that's the concept of a tower that flies in the heaven, in the air. This is an expression that's used in the Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga says that Achitofel, who was one of the smartest geniuses among the Jewish people during the time of Dovid HaMelech, the Gemara says that he darshaned, he learned out 300 different items regarding Migdal HaPoireach Bo'avir. And the Gemara has three or four interpretations, Rashi HaKodesh there, has three or four interpretations as to what Migdal HaPoireach Bo'avir is. One of the interpretations in Rashi is that this refers to the upper part of the letter Lamed. The Lamed is called like a tower that flies through the air. The Gemara explains why the shape of the Lamed represents this tower. So the upper part of the Lamed is referred to as Migdal HaPoireach Ba'avir. Ki Halev, Rabbein Ezal explains now, how do we see that the student who receives from the rabbi that his learning, his knowledge is compared to this Chochmah Tator, which is this Lamed? Why? Rabbein Ezal says, Ki halev poireach bo'avir. The heart of a person soars. It soars in the air. V'shoimea ma shehorav oimer. And it listens to what the rabbi is saying. V'ideze mevin hodo ma shoimea. And this is how the person that's listening to the rabbi speaking gets to understand what he's saying. Ki ikar havonas ha-talmid hu'al yidei halev. The main power of a student to be able to understand what a rabbi is teaching is dependent on the heart. Ki horav tzorich loimar dvorim hamisyashvim al alev. The rabbi in teaching must present items that are comfortable to a person's heart. This is the expression that's used in Judaism. Dovor hamisyashiv al alev. Something that a person feels can handle. In English, we have this expression, I can handle that. In Hebrew, the expression is, it's something that the person's heart can take. My heart can't take this thing. A person says something shocking, his heart couldn't handle it and it gave out. Whereas if you prepare something and you prepare it properly in such a way where the person can handle it, that's called Dvorim Hamsiyashim Al Alev. The student is required to give heart, to hearken to what the rabbi is saying, meaning to apply himself, specifically the heart, to understand that which the rabbi is saying. Where do we see this? Where do we see that the whole acquisition of chachma, of sechel, from a rabbi is dependent on the heart, It's a clear pasuk in Mishle. Rabbi Nezal says, "Akomei shekoso," as the pasuk says, "Mishle liknois chachma v'leiv ayin." They're trying to acquire knowledge, and they don't have a heart, implying that if you don't have a heart, how can you get to knowledge? Al pi Kabbalah, according to Kabbalah, it's very obvious here. We know that in order to get to chachma, you have to go via bina. What is bina? Bina is the lave, the heart. Ulevavoi yovin v'shov arofaloi. There are many psukim in Navi throughout the Torah that show that the heart corresponds to bina. Bina is the step that leads to chachma within the attributes of Hashem. The alkein, and therefore, ma'ashaha talmid mekabel hu bechinas lamed, bechinas migdal ha'pareach kanal. That which the student receives from the rabbi, that's compared to the lamed, which is this tower that flies in the air, the heart of the person that reaches up, it soars up to try to understand and achieve a grasp. It tries to grasp that which the rabbi is teaching. V'ze bechinas lamed, loshen talmid halomed meharav. That's what the letter lamed means literally. Lamed is lomed, one who learns from. One who receives from. Nimtza, Sheharav v'hatalmid, Shehi mechinas chochma ilo v'chochma tato. We see from here that the rabbi and the student, who are compared to this upper wisdom and lower level wisdom, higher level knowledge, lower level knowledge, Hei mechinas lamid yud. They correspond to these two letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the lamid and the yud. V'da, Rabbi Nezal says, and you should know, Ki klal ha-Torah ha-Kedoshah hu b'chinas chochmo ilo, that if we were to refer to the whole Torah as one package, the Torah represents this chochmo ilo, this upper level wisdom, compared to uklal ha-chochmo shebo'olam nimshoch mi-b'chinas chochmo tato, and all the other wisdoms of the world besides Torah, they are all included within a category called Chochmot Tato, this lower level wisdom. Ukishah Chochmo is Sheba Oilam, Sheyoin Kimi Chochmot Tato, Heim Nifrodim, Meha Toiro, Ume Hashem Isborach, Nimchinas Chochmo Ilo. And when these other wisdoms, other outside of the Torah, when these other wisdoms that draw from Chochmot Tato, they are attached to this level called Chochmot Tato. When they become separated from the Torah, or from Hashem, or from Chochmo Ilo, k'moy ha-talmid she'enoy roitze lehovim masha rav oimer, as in the case of a student who is reluctant, he refuses to learn what the rabbi is teaching, he refuses to accept, to receive that which the rabbi is teaching, ze bechinas miut halavono. This represents the shrinking of the moon. The moon, which normally gives off light, the sun and the moon also represent Chochmo Ilo and Chochmo Tato. The sun, which is the brighter lantern of the two, represents Chochmo Ilo. The moon, which is the smaller one, Malchus, represents the Chochmo Tato, this lower level Chochmo. The shrinkage of the moon, when the moon shrinks, that represents this concept of the student being reluctant to receive from the rabbi. Bechinas Golos Hashchina. This corresponds to a concept of the Shechina going out into Golos. Ki kol odom basher hushom hu tzorech lekasher sichloi mimokim shehu lahatoyro l'ashem yisborach. Shu bechinas choch milo. Rabbi Nezal explains, because every single Jew, no matter what level they're on, they must attach their brain, their seichel, from whatever place they're at, to the Torah, to Hashem, which is the concept of Chochmo Ilo. Avol im mafrit sichloi v'chochmo sei chas v'sholom Hashem isporach. But if the person chas v'sholom chooses to separate from Hashem, to separate his own way of thinking from Hashem's way of thinking, I think I think what? There's no such thing in Judaism as I think. You think, you want to simply research and find out what Hashem thinks about this matter, and that's what you think. If your thinking is anything outside of what Hashem is thinking, your thinking is thoughtless. It doesn't exist. It's meaningless. It's a waste. So therefore, if a person, chas v'sholem, separates his own chochmah from Hashem or from the Torah, Ze bechinas v'nirgon mafrid aluf. This is what the pasuk says, Mishlei chas v'shalom, a person who cuts himself off from the alufoi shel olam, from the master of the world, the general, the leader of the world. Shemafrid alufoi shel olam, v'goyrem chas v'shalom pigima salavona. He cuts himself off, he separates himself from the alufoi shel olam, from the master of the world, and he causes a pigam, a defect, to the moon. The moon, which represents the students, us, when we separate ourselves from our source, which is the Chochmilo, Hashem, the Torah, the sun, that's when the moon becomes defective. It's missing, it's lacking in Shlemus. Al yidei she'enoi mekasher chochmatato b'chochmilo. Through the fact that the person does not attach his chochmatato to the chochmilo. Dahainu, she'enoi mekasher hachochmois shel kol ha'olam la'shem yisporach u'la'atoyro shehu b'chinas chochmilo kanal. This means where the person does not attach and connect the wisdoms of the world to Hashem, to the Torah, to this Chochmilo. This is called Nirgan Mafrid Aluf Chas V'Shalom. Person causing a pirud, a separation between Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, between Chochmilo and Chochmatato, between the sun and the moon, which causes the moon to appear defective, lacking, missing. Next. Now Rabbein Azal says, Avol ha-tzadikim amitiyim, but the true tzadikim, heim mekashrim chochmot hato b'chochmoy lo. They do attach the lower level chochmo with the upper level chochmo. When? How? Where? Rabbein Azal explains, ki sichoson shel ha-tzadikim ha-amitiyim, sheheim mesichin u-mesaprim sichas chulin. Those conversations which the true tzaddikim have with people, where they appear to be talking about simple things, ordinary matters, these conversations which true tzaddikim participate in, where they speak to a person about news items, about regular things that don't appear to be connected directly to Torah, Rabbein Azal says that conversation is very, very precious. U'kemoi shom razal, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, sichoson shel tamidei chachomim tzrichin limud. The ordinary conversations of tamidei chachomim requires study. Ki hatzadik ho'emes boine oilamois hachareivin. Because a tzaddik emes builds worlds that are destroyed, umagbia hachochmotato, and he elevates the lower level chochma, umekashro lechochmo ilo, and he binds it, he attaches it to the upper level chochma, al yedei sichosoi v'sipurei dvorov shemedaberim hamoinam, through his conversations and his discussions that he conducts with ordinary people, with regular laymen, not people that are talmidei chachamim necessarily. Rabbein Azal explains, ki haseichel shel hamoinam she'eino mekasher moisel Hashem yisborach hu nifrat michochmo ilo. Because the wisdom and the knowledge of regular people, which they do not connect to Hashem, they don't bind it to Hashem, that wisdom has become separated, severed from the Chochmo Ilo. Avolat tzadiko emes mekasher haseichel shel hahamoin afilu haseichel vachochmo shel horosho l'ashem yisporach. But the tzadik emes, he binds the seichel of regular people, even the seichel of a rosho, the tzadik emes is able to bind that to Hashem. How? Rabbein Azal explains, v'ze inyen ma shehatzadikim medabrim imanoshem she'enom agunim, o yafilu im akum. This is why we have a situation where tzadikim sometimes will speak to people that are enom hagunim, they're not good people, or even to goyim, even to non-Jews. What purpose would a tzadik have in talking to a person that's not hagun, or to a goy, to a non-Jew? Ach, kishemedaber im akum, azai hatzadik. Let's leave that for now. Rabbein Azal explains, ki kishehatzadik medaber im rishoim, because when a tzadik speaks with rishoim, vahatzadik magbia sichloi umekashroi l'ashem yisporach, A tzaddik is conducting a conversation with a rasha. We know that the tzaddik, any thoughts that are going through his mind, he's always binding those thoughts to Hashem. Azai ma'ale u'mekasher sichlo mimokim shem l'Hashem yisborach. What happens is, since the tzaddik is in the middle of a conversation with this rasha, with this ordinary person, and the tzaddik is binding his own sechel to Hashem, automatically, this rasha who's engaged in conversation with him, his sechel is also being bound to Hashem. Ki hatzadik ho'emes metzamtzeim sechloi. Because the tzadik emes constricts and shrinks his sechel. U'medaber imon b'chochmo niflo. And he speaks with these people with tremendous wisdom. U'bemalocha gedoyla. He uses tremendous tactfulness. It takes tremendous brains for a tzaddik to be able to conduct a conversation with a rosha, with a person that's einoy hogun. Umekasher kol hadiburim Hashem yisborach. And the tzaddik, every word that he's speaking with the rosha, every aspect of his conversation, the tzaddik is binding it to Hashem. How? Through his emun in Hashem, and through his whole, with the tzaddik, every move he makes, every breath he takes, koil haneshomo tahalel ko. The Gemara says, a tzaddik, koil haneshimo tahalel ko. Every breath he takes is a blessing to Hashem. So even if he's in the middle of a conversation with a rasha, every breath that he's taking, he's binding it to Hashem. And automatically, the Rosha that's bound to him in conversation, automatically he's also being bound to Hashem. And through the tzaddik engaging the Rosha in conversation, he brings him to tshuva. This is what the Gemara says in Baba Basra, referring to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Vezay Sabrocha, discussing the topic of Talmidei Chachamim, V'dorshu Razal, the Gemara darshins, Elu Talmidei Chachamim, Shohelchim, Umechatetin, Raglehem, Meir Leir, that this posuk, V'heim Tuku L'Raglecho, this refers to the Talmidei Chachamim, who slice up the road. They're constantly walking from city to city. They carve up the road with their paths, with their trips, traveling back and forth. V'noisin, v'noisin, bedvoro shel mokoyim. And the Gemara says, they do business, they conduct business regarding items that pertain to Hashem. Notice they speak, wherever they go, they travel from one city to the next, discussing, doing business with people, interacting with people regarding Dvorov Shel Mokoyim, the words of Hashem. Mokoyim means Hashem. Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki hatzadikim ho'amitim medabrim lefomim im reshoim. These true tzadikim at times conduct conversations with reshoim. U'mesaper bimohem meyiskei melchomo yisuk yaitzim izem yiskei oylam. And they speak to them and discuss with them about wars, about what's going on in the world, the economy, the dust, the ants, whatever it is. Achu malbish boze oyer hagodol shel haTorah. However, the tzaddik, in his deep wisdom, he hides within his words the great light of the Torah. Ki hu malbish oyer haTorah belevushim shoinim zemizeh. He hides the words of the Torah in very different type of clothing, where it's so not obvious on the surface that he's speaking the very Torah. On the surface, listening to his conversation, it would appear to you as if he's talking about ordinary items of the world. But because he's so great at Talmud Chacham and so great at Tzaddik, and he's so sharp, he can hide, he can word his conversation in such a way where really there's contained within his words Divrei Torah, thoughts of Emunah and other things. Ad shemal bishoy bedvorim halolu, until the tzaddik cloaks and hides within these words that he's speaking to the rosha, he hides this oyer haTorah. V'ho oyer haTorah mislabesh b'tziruf macherin, and the light of the Torah becomes dressed in different combinations. The words take on different forms. We know that I could take a sentence that says, Mr. So-and-so went to the store to buy something or other, and if you're sharp enough, you could take that sentence. A sharp person could reformat and make three new sentences out of that one sentence, using every word in that sentence, not leaving out one word, rearrange the words to present a different thought completely. It takes tremendous sechel and sharpness. And Rabbeinu Zal says that these tzaddikim, they employ this seichel in their conversation with the Rosha. They're actually hiding divrei Torah within their words. It's just reformatted and rearranged in such a way that the Rosha doesn't notice that this is actually divrei Torah that's being spoken. Ki im hoyo hatzadik medaber takeif Torah beferishim Rosha. Because if the tzaddik would try to begin his approach to the Rosha with divrei Torah, the Rosha could get turned off completely. He could get pushed away. He could become even further away from Torah than he was before this conversation. You get a person that's very alien to Torah, to religion, and you approach him head on and start talking to him about Divrei Torah, in many and most cases, because he's so far removed from that and he has no shaychus to it at all whatsoever, he'll get turned off by it, and he'll say, wow, I never realized how far I am away from Torah. Like, I thought I have to keep 100 feet away from it. I see I'm 1,000 feet away from it. Because everything that guy was saying sounded so strange and so remote to me that forget it. It's the furthest thing from me. That's if you try to start off with him speaking Divrei Torah. And he could chas v'shalom become a worse Rosha because he would give up on any chance of ever having an association with Torah. Because we know that the Torah has such a property. The Torah has a property whereby it can help people, it can bring people close to Hashem, if it's presented properly and if it's dealt with the right way. And also, the Torah itself can trip people up. It can mess people up. If a person presents Torah to the wrong person, or he presents it to the right person at the wrong time or the wrong way, you can turn that person off, chas v'shalom. You can turn that person away from frumkeit, from Yiddishkeit. Ki zocho nase lo yisam chayim, lo yizocho nase lo yisam oves. The Gemara in Yuma says, v'samtem es devorai ela alav avchem. Hashem instructed the Jews, you should place these words on your heart. The Gemara says, why do we use this word, v'samtem? To teach us that the Torah is compared to sam. The word sam in Hebrew means medicine. The word sam also means poison. The Gemara says that the Torah itself can either be a medicine or a poison that kills. When? When it's presented the wrong way, at the wrong time, to the wrong person, etc. V'alkin, and therefore, im hoyu magalin lei Torah kamois shehi, if a tzaddik were to reveal Torah in its regular form, in its ordinary form, to a Rosha, Hoyamispakir Yoiser, the Rosha would become even further away from Torah, from religion. Kyoyonas etzloi samoves chasvishalom. The Torah would become to him a samoves, a poison of death. Kihu rochoik mena Torah, because this Rosha is very far from Torah at this point. Vialkin, and therefore, tzrichin lahalbishloi hatoira bitziruf macherin. Therefore, we have to be able to reformat the Torah and hide it in presenting it to this person. Now, where do we have a perfect example of this within the Gemara? The Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes relates a beautiful story. The Gemara says that one of the kings of the Greeks decided he wanted to learn Torah. A king of the Greeks, Talmai HaMelech, wanted to learn Torah. How do you teach Torah? How do you take this guy from the Greeks, the furthest nation imaginable away from Torah, how do you begin to teach him Torah? Do you use a direct approach or an indirect approach? And how indirect does it have to be? So the Gemara says he selected a team of the smartest, the leaders of the Jews at that time, 72 tzaddikim. He put them in 72 different rooms. He wanted to make sure that nobody was going to sketch him. Nobody was going to fool him and try to pull over anything that wasn't for real. So he picked 72 leaders, put them in different rooms where they couldn't talk to each other, couldn't communicate, and he said, I challenge you to prepare a present, to prepare the Torah, to present it to me. The Gemara says they sat, these 72 rabbis sat in this room, and they wrote over the whole Torah for him, but in a different format than it appears in the Torah itself. What? They change the wording? Yes, the Gemara says they rearrange the wording. For example, our Torah begins with the words Bereshis, Bora, Elikim, Es HaShemayim V'Soretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. For him, the Gemara says, they wrote Elikim, Bora, Bereshis, Es HaShemayim V'Soretz. Hashem created in the beginning heaven and earth. Why? The Gemara says because this Greek king, had they presented it to him in the original form, Bereshis Bara Elokim, he could have read it, Bereshis created Elokim, created Hashem. Bereshis is an entity. He could have misinterpreted the word Bereshis, which means in the beginning, he could have said that that's the name of some being, some idol. Bereshis Bara Elokim. And the Gemara there gives about 10 examples of how they actually modified the wording in the Torah to present it to him. Rabbi Nizal says now, Kamo Shemotzinu B'Talmai HaMelech, as we find by King Talmai, Kishahoshiv Ayin Bey Zekenim, where he made a seating of 72 leaders of the Jews, V'nosana Shemisporach Balev Kol Echod V'Echod Lahalbish HaTorah B'Tziruf Macherim, and Hashem shined a Ruach HaKodesh, a super holy spirit, into the hearts of these 72 leaders, where all of them came to the same exact conclusion of how to modify the Torah, how to rearrange the Torah in order to make it presentable, palatable for this Rosha, for this Talmai HaMelech, in order to be Makarav him, in order to be able to bring him close. V'kosvu, and they wrote, Elekim Bora Bereshis. The Gemara over there gives several examples of what the changes were that they made. Ukamay Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKadosh explains over there, Ki im hoyu kaisvim atayra kamoiz shehi, hoyu mispaker yoyser, v'chulu. Rashi explains over there, because had they written the Torah in its original format, he would have become even less religious, less Jewish, than he was before he read this thing. Because the Torah in its original format, to such a person, could confuse him even more so than he was confused before he learned it. That's the potential. The Alkein Tzrichin Atzadikim Amitim Ledaberim Hahamoin Sichas Chulin. Therefore, these true tzadikim must be able to speak with ordinary people Sichas Chulin, regular, ordinary conversation about business, about politics, about the world, about wars. Vehem Malbishim Bohem HaTorah. And the tzadikim hide and cloak within their words thoughts of Torah. V'hem mekashrim oisam be'elu hadiburim mimokoim sheheim. And the tzaddik, through the words that he's speaking to this Rasha, these words hook the Rasha, and they attach him to Hashem from that place where he's at now. From the low place that the Rasha finds himself in now, the tzaddik hooks him with his words and binds him to Hashem. Because the Rosh doesn't feel distant from this type of conversation that the Tzaddik is conducting with him. When the Tzaddik talks about business, clothes, those kind of things, the Rosh feels an association. He feels like he can connect with the Tzaddik. He can talk to him. And through that, the Tzaddik binds them and elevates them to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas, Rabbi Nizal says, now he gives a slightly different interpretation to that statement in the Gemara. This is what the Gemara means over there when it says, Shehu noisei v'noisein b'dvorov shel mokoim. We interpreted it that the tzaddik conducts business with the words of Hashem, mokoim referring to Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says now, Dahainu shehu medaber im kol echod l'fi mekoimoi. The tzaddik speaks to each and every person according to the place of that person, according to where that person is at. We have that expression in English, where are you at right now? Where are you holding right now? The tzaddik finds where the person is at, and he creates a conversation that's at the place where that person is at. But the tzaddik has actually hidden within his words, divrei Torah and everything, through which he's going to bind the person to Hashem. The tzaddik elevates those words. Noisei v'noisein, we said. Noisei v'noisein means normally to conduct business. Noisei also means to elevate, to lift up. V'noisein oisom l'Hashem Yisporach. And the tzaddik gives them to Hashem. He gives these words to Hashem. He carries them and gives them over, turns them over to Hashem. Kihu mekashrom l'sharoshom. The tzaddik binds these words to their origin, lebechinas chochmo ilah, which is in chochmo ilah, which is kaviyochel, in a sense, a nickname to Kutcha Baruch Hu, to Hashem. Nimtza, we see from this, Shehat Tzadik Ho'emes Mekasher HaChochmotato Im Chochmilo, that the Tzadik Emes is able to bind, to unite, Chochmotato and Chochmilo. Chochmotato being this form of ordinary conversation that he's conducting with the Hamoinam, with ordinary people, he's able to bind that to the Chochmilo. Rabbi Nizal says now, "Umishvil zeh," and it's for this reason specifically, "Kishahat tzadik niftar min ha'olam chas v'shalom." When a tzadik leaves the world, "Azai yesh tzar godol Hashem yisporach." Hashem kaviyochel experiences tremendous pain. "Ki Hashem yisporach einoi roitze b'misoson shel rishoyim kiyim mitoivosam." We know that Hashem does not want a Russia to die. Hashem does not want to harm a Russia. Hashem wants only good for the Russia. The pasuk says, "Ki lo yachboitz b'mois hameis kiyim b'shuvoi midarkoi haro v'choyo." Hashem doesn't want the Russia to die. He wants him to do tshuva, to return and to live. Sheyizku losha v'tshuva. Hashem wants the Rishonim to return to Hashem in tshuva. V'hatzadik hoyome kashrom umalois al Hashem yisporach. The tzadik was the one who bound them and elevated them to Hashem. V'hoyome shivon b'tshuva. And the tzadik was the one who was instrumental in causing these people to do tshuva. Ki hu mekasher chochmat hatoh b'chochmi lo. He's the one who knows how to attach the chochmat hatoh to the chochmi lo. The kanal, as we explained earlier. V'zeh shemuva b'medrash. This is what the medrash says, and it's also brought in the Gemara in Saito. Kadmis Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Tzovach Kutshebarichu, Kaviyochel, Hashem screamed, "Vai, woe is to me, mi yokum li imareim." Who is going to elevate me with the Mareim? Mareim means the Rishon, those that are evil ones. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Li daiko." Note, "Mi yokum li." Who is going to establish this relationship of li, lamed yud, with the mereim? Bechinas chochmilo v'chochmotato. The li, the word li, as we explained in the beginning of the shir, refers, the lamed refers to the chochmotato, the talmid, who is lomed. The yud refers to chochmilo, the yud of yud kei vavke, the beginning of yud kei vavke. Just like interest, okay, leave it for now. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Bechinas chochmilo v'chochmotato shehem bechinas lamed yud," which is this lamed yud, bechinas li. Hainu, mi yokum v'yale v'yikasher bechinas li. Who is the person who's going to establish and elevate and bind li, this lamed yud? Hainu, chochmotato and chochmilo. The lower chochma and the upper chochma, with who? Im mereim, with the rishoyim. Hainu shehumale hachochmotato mikol horeim shaboilam. The tzaddik elevates the chochmotato from all the bad people of the world, all the low-level people in the world. He elevates their chochmotato, how? By engaging them in regular conversation about what? About chochmotato, about chochmas of the world, all kind of news, events, saya, whatever it is. Umekashrum l'Hashem yisporach, and the tzaddik binds it to Hashem. Umale oiso l'chochmoylo, and he elevates this conversation to the chochmoylo, shezeh bechinas li, which is the concept of li, lamed yud, bechinas hiskashrus chochmotato im chochmoylo kanal. This represents the bond, the kesher between these two chochmos. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-sholoim bevadai hoyeyochel zois ma'oid. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was certainly very, very qualified to do this. Lahalois bechinas hachochmatato mikol horeim v'orishoim shebo'ilam v'kanal. Moshe Rabbeinu certainly knew how to elevate the chochmatato from all the evil people of the world, the lowest people in the world. V'alkein, and therefore Rabbeinu Zal says, ho'ikar lekasher atzmoi letzadikim amitin. Therefore, the main thing for us to know is how important it is for us to attach ourselves to the true tzadikim. Ki atzadik magbia umekasher chochmatato lechochmilo kanal. The tzadik elevates and binds the lower level chochma with the upper level chochma. Va'azai mipigima salavono nase milui halavono. And therefore, the tzaddik corrects the defect in the moon, the deficiency in the moon, and he fills it out. He makes it full, sholem. V'zehu, this is what the Zohar HaKadosh was referring to earlier when it quotes this pasuk, ki hine hamalochim noyadu, the two kings have come together, avru yachdov, and they passed over together. They passed over this hurdle, in a sense. The Zohar HaKadosh says, kad malochim izdamnu tarvayu ber'usachodo, when two kings unite together in one rotzoin, in one thought, kulhu more dedino ischafion vis abru me'alma. All the powers of din are obliterated and erased from the world completely. Who are the two kings here? The two kings represent the Chochmah Ilon, the Chochmah Tator, the rabbi and the student. Both of them are referred to as kings. Man Malki Rabbonon, we know the Gemara says that a rabbi, Bechlal, is referred to as a king, and the students are also in the union of Malchus. Malchus is the Leslo Migarmo Klum. We mentioned many times, kingdom is the one attribute where, what is a king? A king is nothing. You want to ask me, what is a smart person? A smart person is a person who possesses Sechel, wisdom, brains. What is a Gibor, a strong person? A strong person is a person who possesses strength. What is a king? A king is a person who possesses nothing. A king is a person whom a group of people have decided and resolved to accept him as king upon themselves. Kingdom is not something that's shayach to the king. A person goes into a forest and starts yelling, I'm king. He's a moron. They'll lock him up. It's meaningless. Kingdom is only applicable when other people are willing to accept your authority over them. So Malchus is always called, as Zohar HaKadosh calls it, the Leslo Migarmo Klum. It has nothing of its own except what it receives from others. So to a Talmud is this concept where he has nothing of his own except what he receives from the rabbi. He's a vacuum and he's looking to absorb the knowledge and wisdom that he's receiving from his rabbi. So we see that the Rebbe is a Bechin of Malchus, the Talmud is also an Indian of Malchus. When these two kings come together, Kina Malochim Noyadu Yachto Ovru Yachtov, that's when all the din is eliminated from the world, all of these tikkunim are affected. Vazai hu bechinas vatorev chochmas shloimoi. And then it becomes like the pasuk says that the wisdom of Shloimeh HaMelech grew, it multiplied. Vetargumoi, the Targum says, veisrabias siharo. The moon became filled out. The Zohar HaKadosh says that during the time of Shloimeh HaMelech, the Levono was Bishleimus. The kingdom of Klal Yisrael was at a peak. I believe it's the Gemara of the Zohar HaKadosh that shows the sequence that just as the moon, during the first 15 days of the month, it grows from a tiny dot till it becomes completely full, and then from the 16th day and on, through the end of the month, the moon appears to shrink in size, to become smaller and smaller, until it just about becomes eliminated completely. So too, they show the analogy, starting from Avraham Avinu, who was the first king of the Jews, in a sense, Avraham, then Yitzchak, then Yaakov, then Yehuda, so on and so forth. We have exactly 15, the 14th generation is David. David HaMelech is the 14th generation. That's why David is Bigimatria 14. The 15th generation is Shloimeh HaMelech. That's when the kingdom of the Jews was Bishleimus. Molach Eloyonin V'tachtoinim, the Gemara says. He ruled over the angels even, the Shadim, everybody. He was king over everybody. Why? He represented the 15th step within this sequence, just as the 15th day of the month is when the Levona is Bishleimus, the kingdom is Bishleimus, so too this Chochmah of Shloimeh HaMelech represented the moon, the Talmud, being Bishleimus. V'azayin im tokin kol adinim, and then all harsh judgments are sweetened, v'niskaperin kol ha'avoinois, and all sins are forgiven. Kemuva b'Zoyar Hanal, as is explained in the Zoyar HaKadosh over there in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, u'bekama mekoymois, as is explained in many places in the Zoyar HaKadosh. She'ikar hamtoka sadinim, v'kaporas v'avoinois, u'shlemus kol ha'oirois, u'milui p'imes ha'levono, v'tikin kol ha'olamois, ha'koil hu'al yedei she'nischaber oylam ha'tachtoin bo'olam ha'elyoin, she'uchoch matato v'choch milo kanal. The Zoyar HaKadosh says that the main sweetening of all harsh decrees, and the main forgiveness of all sins, and the main shlemus, completion of all lights, and the main filling out of any deficiency, any defect in the Levona, in the moon, and the tikkun of all the worlds, is dependent on these two coming together. The rabbi and the student, the chochmah ilah, the chochmah tatov. That's what the whole tikkun ha'olamos is all about. When a rabbi and a student get together the right way, when a student conducts himself the right way towards a rabbi, that's when you have this, all of these tikkunim are affected. All of this is affected through the tzaddik, who binds the chochmah tato with the chochmah ilo, al yedei sichosoi shemalbish oir hatorah b'sipurei dvorim v'kanal. Through his conversation, where he cloaks and hides the light of the Torah within his ordinary words, within his regular conversation. Again, a hislapshus of the chochmah ilo within the chochmah tato. Zehu, Rabbi Nizal says, this is what's hinted to in this pasuk, which introduces the Aseres Hadibros, this week's parsha. Vayidaber Elokim es kol advarim ha'ela lemor. Rabbi Nizal says, Vayidaber loshoin zivug v'eskashrus. Dibur is an idiom of binding together. The Gemara says in Ksubas, Ra'uha midaberes. If we see a woman speaking with a man, that alone is a sign that she's attached to that person. That's why a man is not supposed to stop in the middle of the street to speak stam with a woman. That alone is considered to be a certain degree of zivug, chas v'shalom. So we see that dibur is a bechina of zivug. Elokim es, vaydaber elokim es. There was a zivug between elokim and es. What is that? Zebechinas chochmotato v'chochmilo. Those two terms represent chochmotato chochmilo. Elokim zebechinas chochmotato kenoida. Elokim represents chochmotato malchus. It's a posuk. Velokim malki mikeden. Elokim represents this lower level chochmo. Es zebechinas chochmilo. The word es represents a higher level wisdom. That wisdom, Rabbi Akiva darshan all the essen in the Torah, right? Es is from Aleph to Tov, which encompasses everything. It's all encompassing. Bechinas es hashamayim. The Zohar HaKadosh says es hashamayim. Es refers to shamayim, the heavenly wisdom, the chochmah ilo. Hainu lezaveg ulekasher chochmah tato bechochmah ilo. How is a person zoiche to vayedaber, to attach Elokim to es, the chochmah tato to the chochmah ilo, bechinas hadvorim hoele leimor, haynu al yedei hatzadik, shemalbish hadvorim hoele, haynu dibura hatoyro, hu malbush besipurei dvorim, vezehu leimor. Through the fact that the tzadik cloaks the dvorim hoele, which refers to the Torah, he clothes them in leimor. What is leimor? Leimor means like a garment, a cloak, a coat. Where do we see that? Lemur loshen halbosho. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, Echo bitza imrosoi. The curtain of Hashem was torn. The cloak of Hashem was torn. Note, it's called imrosoi. Lemur refers to this curtain, this cloak, this halbosho, where the tzaddik is malbish, divrei Torah, in sichas chulin. Shepirushoi levush. It means a levush. Vayidei shahat tzadik malbish oir hatoyra b'sipurei dvorim. Through the fact that a tzadik clothes the light of Torah within an ordinary, regular conversation that he's conducting with the Hamoinam, with this Rosha, ayidei ze mekasher chochmot hatoim chochmoy lo. Through that, the tzadik is actually binding chochmot hatoim with chochmoy lo, v'kanal, as we explained earlier. Baruch Hashem li'olam, omein v'omein. Blessed is Hashem from world to world. This is the gist of what Rabbi Nizal is presenting in this Torah. For a person to know that when a tzaddik conducts ordinary conversations with regular people, he's not wasting time, He's got a plan. He's got a motivation. In doing that, he's affecting a yichud kutshe b'richu shchinta. He's doing it to be makar of them. When you want to be makar of a person, Rav Moshe Zal says this in Likutei Halachos, and anybody that knows what they're doing knows that this is the case. You could never approach a person that's distant from Torah and start up a conversation in Torah with them. It's unhealthy. It won't work because the person's too far from it. To start like that, it's going to alienate him. You have to first start up a conversation in ordinary matters. Talk about baseball, talk about work, talk about this, talk about the weather, talk about the war, whatever it is. But in your mind, you're concentrating that you want to bring this person close to Hashem. You want Hashem to put the Or HaTorah in your words so that the conversation should lead itself naturally into Torah. You should be able to mention a word of Torah here, a word of Torah there, little droplets at a time, just as much as that person could handle, until gently, 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 you're able to bring that person a little bit at a time into the light. Just like the mushal, a person who's been in a dark room for a day or two, no light at all, and suddenly, or a person's sleeping, and suddenly somebody turns on the lights in the room, they got 300 watt bulbs in the room, and they turn on the light in one shot, the person will jump right out of the window. They'll be blown away by the light, because they're going from complete darkness to too extreme a level of light that they can't handle it at that time. Whereas if you do it a drop at a time, a droplet of light at a time, that the person can handle, and slowly you can ease them in to a complete light. This is the way a tzaddik conducts business in terms of kiruv, in terms of being makar of people that are distant from Hashem, to bring them close. Baruch Hashem. We just said that the things that are accomplished from here, it affects a yichud kutshe b'richu shchintei. That helps the world, not just the tzaddik. It affects a kapora savone avoinois, a hamtoka sadinim, it's mashlim all the olamois. That affects the whole klal Yisrael, no question. We'll hold it over here for now. Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll have, I believe, a little bit of supplement to this from some additional sources. Mitzvah Shem.